I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 523, Irresistible People. Okay, we've all been drawn to certain people. I'm not talking about a teenage crush. I mean, there are people that we just love to be around. We want to be near them. We're blessed to be in their presence, and we want to repeat that often. But what makes a person irresistible? Well, listen in. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. Wouldn't it be great if people were drawn to us because the love of Jesus was flowing in us and through us? The popular myth is that some people are just born magnetic, and some people aren't. I mean, you've either got it or you don't. They're the lucky ones. But think deeper. There are people who, regardless of their background, their looks, their education, their money, their social status, they just radiate energy and charm. How could more of that be in more of you? Well, give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's dive into that topic, hear a portion of Scripture, ask a great question, pray together, and challenge ourselves to be more irresistible moving forward. Dr. Travis Bradbury says the difference comes from a sense of self-worth within. As believers, we would say that it's our identity and our values being in Christ, that Jesus gets to define our worth, and He has, and it's good, and so we live out of that. It's 1 John 3:1 for us. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Bradbury gives some qualities that we often see in irresistible people. See what you think. Here's what irresistible people are like. First, they focus on people more than anything else. They don't obsess about how well they are liked, how they look, because they're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about you, and that's irresistible. Secondly, they're authentic. They aren't burning up energy or brain power trying to protect their image. They just are who they are, and they're comfortable in their own skin, and that's irresistible. Number three, they find reasons to love life. Man, it's easy to be negative and discouraged, but we all love to be around people who love life, people who are positive, people who see the challenges, they don't ignore them, but they see them as an adventure, not just an obstacle. That's irresistible. Number four, irresistible people ditch the small talk. I mentioned that in yesterday's podcast. In other words, they can create meaningful connections even in short conversations. They say things that matter and are memorable and build up. That's irresistible. Number five, they treat everyone with respect. It doesn't matter if the person is some bigwig CEO or the waitress at the corner dive diner. Everyone is treated as a person created in the image of God. Man, that's irresistible. Number six, they have integrity. They do what they say they will do. You can trust them. They are loyal. You can count on them. That's irresistible. Number seven, they don't try too hard. They don't have to dominate the conversation with stories about themselves. They don't have to brag. They're not constantly trying to get you to like them. That's irresistible. Number eight, they smile. You know, we're all naturally drawn to positive body image. Enough said on that one. Number nine, they recognize the difference between fact and opinion. They handle controversial subjects with grace and poise. They don't shrink from sharing their opinions, but they make it clear that it's their opinion, not necessarily a fact. And they recognize that people may see the world different than they do, and that's irresistible. Dr. Bradbury knocked it out of the park with those. Here's the great question for us. It's a two-parter. What is one irresistible quality in someone else that draws you to him or her? Think about that. What is it about that person that makes them irresistible to you? And is there an irresistible quality in you? Let's pray this old hymn as our prayer today. More like the Master I would ever be. More of His meekness, more humility. More zeal to labor, more courage to be true. More consecration for work He bids me do. More like the Master is my daily prayer. More strength to carry crosses I must bear. More earnest effort to bring His kingdom in. More of His Spirit the wanderer to win. More like the Master I would live and grow. More of His love to others I would show. More self-denial like His in Galilee. More like the Master I long to ever be. Take Thou my heart, I would be Thine alone. Take Thou my heart and make it all Thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me, thine forevermore. Make us more like you, Jesus, an irresistible person. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 524. And in the meantime, from Dr. Bradbury, irresistible people did not have fairy godmothers hovering over their cribs. They simply perfected certain appealing qualities and habits that anyone can adopt as their own. Okay, so for Christ's sake, podcast family, for Christ's sake, for the kingdom's sake, may God make us all irresistible people.